The Operations Leadership Podcast with Gautam Basu provides insights for today's business leaders on creating value through operations improvement, process excellence, digital innovation, and organizational leadership.
Welcome to the Operations Leadership Podcast. Today we have a very exciting topic around why operations leaders make great CEOs. There's been a trend in business during the last decade or so where we've seen various operations leaders that have ascended to the top leadership roles in various companies. It's not an accident that some of today's leading CEOs come from operational roles such as manufacturing, logistics, sourcing, and supply chain. Most of us in the community have heard about individuals like Tim Cook, the current CEO of Apple. And we know that he was the chief operating officer before he took the top job, but he also had various supply chain positions before he took the CEO role at Apple. But there's also several other examples, such as Marilyn Hewson of Lockheed Martin, Carlos Brito of Anheuser-Busch InBev, Brian Krasnick of Intel, and Mary Barra of General Motors, to name a few. These individuals all possess strong backgrounds in operations and supply chain, as well as exceptional leadership competencies, which vaulted them to the top of their respective organizations. Perhaps this could be a topic of future podcast episodes where we dive a little bit deeper into some of these outstanding individuals' stories of getting to leadership positions. But going back to this episode and the fundamental question of the topic of this episode, why do operations leaders make great CEOs? And what makes operational expertise so valuable for those who want to become future CEOs? From their ability to solve complex problems to strong inter-organizational communication skills, operations leaders have a lot to offer when it comes to taking on the top leadership role in any organization. So I did a little bit of research and from my own experience came up with a list of, let's say, reasons why operations leaders go into the top spot, and they're of no particular order. But the first one came up with is around strategic thinking and analytical skills. So operations leaders require both strategic and analytical skills, as they often need to align their company's business strategy with a viable operations strategy, which ideally could contribute to some sort of competitive advantage. For example, many of these type of leaders are responsible for the configuration and the optimization of their company's operational or supply chain footprint of production and distribution assets. And these assets, if designed and configured properly, they should meet and hopefully exceed customer requirements. And this is a source of competitive advantage because if you have happy customers, you're delivering great service to them time and time again, they will keep coming back. And so that's one example of strategic thinking. And a lot of these tools for configuring and optimizing these footprints, they're analytical tools that they have to be comfortable with using. But it also means that these types of leaders need to be able to assess situations from different perspective and make informed decisions without relying solely on intuition or gut instinct. Not to say that intuition or gut instinct is bad, but you need more than that. You need to have some level of data-driven analytical decision-making to support that gut instinct or that intuition. So those with experience in operations have plenty of experience doing this, which makes them ideal candidates for leadership roles at any organization. The next dimension is centered around resource allocation. Leaders of the operational realm typically have a very good knowledge in knowing how to allocate and prioritize resources in order to get the most impact for the business. There are multiple examples of this. This could be in the form of allocating resources for identifying and developing key relationships with strategic suppliers, deciding on the resource allocation for production capacity to meet demand fluctuations, allocating resources for maintaining optimal inventory levels in order to find the right balance of inventory to meet customer demand without over or understocking, the correct allocation of resources for transportation to ensure cost effectiveness and service delivery performance, and also ensuring resources are allocated for the sustainable and environmentally friendly supply chain practices, to name a few. This resource allocation skill is invaluable when it comes time to making important decisions as a leader. With experience in operations and supply chain management, leaders of the operational realm know which projects are worth investing in and which projects are not. And this is a skill set that any CEO needs. Another consideration for operations leaders for the top post is that they often have a deep understanding of profitability and cost structures. Earlier, we talked about competitive advantage. Another related concept is competitive positioning. Knowing the cost structure relative to competitors enables operations leaders to position their company strategically in the market. For example, if a competitor has a cost advantage in logistics, the operations leader may explore ways to optimize their own logistical operations to remain cost competitive in the market. Another sub-area is profit maximization, cost reduction, and efficiency improvement. By understanding the company's cost structure, operations leaders often identify areas where cost reductions, process, and efficiency improvements can lead to increased profit margins. For example, implementation of operational excellence and lean initiatives in order to optimize production processes often contribute to higher efficiency rates, better yields, lower costs, and increased profitability. Another related area to increased profitability and cost structures is negotiation and vendor management. Operation and supply chain leaders often negotiate with suppliers, and they need to deeply understand the cost structures to identify areas for potential cost savings. Knowledge of cost components helps in more effective vendor and supplier management and negotiation leading to better contract terms and improve overall supply chain performance. Another area is product and portfolio cost. If certain products or product lines are found to be less profitable due to high production or logistics cost, operations leaders can make informed decisions about whether to discontinue, reposition, or optimize those products to align with the overall business strategy and profitability targets. Another dimension that's related to cost and profitability is the concept around cost to serve or customer value analysis. And here also, there's a understanding of the cost structure, which helps to identify the most and least profitable customers and or market segments. Operations leaders can tailor their strategies to either focus or segregate high-value customers with ones that are more less value, and ensuring that the company is serving those segments effectively while addressing cost challenges in less profitable customers and less profitable markets. So a good CEO understands the value that comes from a well-oiled operational system. Those with experience in operations or supply chain management take this knowledge and apply it to their role, if they get into the top spot as a CEO, by knowing how to maximize efficiencies and keep their costs in line, which ultimately lead their companies to superior profitable levels. Another area where CEOs and operations leaders share commonality is centered around technology and business analytics. There have been a couple of other podcast episodes in this series where we go a little bit deeper, so I encourage you to look into those or listen to those. But knowledge of technology and data-driven decision-making is crucial for both operations leaders and CEOs, as technologies such as IoT, automated robotics, GPS, blockchain, and now artificial intelligence or AI, especially with the gaining popularity of large language models such as ChatGPT or Copilot, are becoming more commonplace in business. And business people are relying more on these types of tools to make informed decisions and help to save time on their work to make them more productive. We also know that operations research and operations management has a rich history of leveraging technology and data for analytical decision-making purposes. Some of these are very classic tools, such as supply chain network optimization, demand forecasting, production planning and scheduling, inventory optimization, and transport mode and route planning and execution. But there are some more recent tools that are used for supply chain risk management, for identifying early warning risks within the supply chain in case of foreseeable disruptions within the overall supply chain. There's also blockchain-based chain of custody applications, and also digital twin for modeling the end-to-end supply chain visibility. So this is evolving all the time. But we know that technology and data-driven decision-making empower both operations leaders and CEOs to navigate the complexities of today's business landscape and make informed decisions, enhance efficiency, and respond effectively to market dynamics. It is, in essence, a critical component of today's modern business strategy and enables organizations to stay competitive and resilient in a rapidly changing environment. Another key shared area for both CEOs and operations leaders is the topic of risk management. In recent times, the term supply chain risk has increased dramatically in the news media, especially in light of events such as COVID-19, the Suez Canal blockage, and geopolitical conflicts in the Ukraine, Middle East, and Red Sea, which have all wreaked havoc on global supply chains and businesses around the world. While the scope of risk may differ between operations leaders and CEOs, there are many interconnections which keep both parties awake at night. For example, the aspect of business continuity. CEOs view business continuity as really the safeguards of protecting against financial losses, reputational damage, or adverse effects. Whereas operational leaders, they really view this from a perspective of minimizing disruptions that impact production, logistics delivery, and customer satisfaction. But one can see that the continuity of operations and business is key for both, because if an event happens that disrupts that, then it becomes very impactful, both from a financial and operational perspective. Another aspect is around the financials. So CEOs are primarily concerned with the financial impacts, but also shareholder value if it's a publicly listed company. So proactively managing risks that impact shareholder value by minimizing uncertainties that affect financial performance and also the strategic objectives of the firm are the primary concern of CEOs. And if you think about operational leaders, the risks are around cost. So costs associated with disruptions that could lead to increased transportation expenses, such as expedited shipments, or the cost of production delays. Supply chain leaders and CEOs are also very much concerned about reputation protection. And so there's a bunch of risks around product quality, safety, and ethical issues protecting the company's reputation and brand damage. We've heard of the concepts around ESG or environmental, social, and governance, which are becoming more and more important in terms of reporting and also reputation. So this is both a risk that both CEOs and operational leaders pay attention to. One can argue that CEOs are more concerned about the strategic risks that can impact the overall company financially or brand or reputation. And operations leaders are more concerned about the tactical and near-term execution-oriented risks. But there is a lot of overlap, so I thought I'd go over some of the examples of risks that keep both of these individuals or parties awake at night. So we talked a little bit about geopolitical risks, and this relates to political instability, conflicts, trade disputes, in key markets that can disrupt supply chains, affect market access, and increase overall business risk. There's also regulatory changes, and these are changes in regulations, trade policy, or environmental standards that can impact business continuity, operations, supply chain costs, and also market access. Then there's the risk of financial, which is related to currency fluctuations, interest rate changes, credit risks, liquidity issues that can affect companies' financial performance and stability, but also supply, because many sourcing and supply managers, they will use hedging policies against commodity price fluctuations or diversifying suppliers in different areas to manage these cost-related risks. Both CEOs and operations leaders are very much in the product quality issues. So things like product defects, safety recalls, compliance failures that can lead to customer dissatisfaction, legal liabilities, and at worst, reputational damage. Then there's also the concern or risk of cybersecurity, where cyber attacks, data breaches, and IT systems failures can disrupt business continuity, compromise sensitive information, and potentially damage the company's reputation. And things that are more squarely on the supply chain or operational aspects that can severely disrupt supply chains are things like natural disasters, bankruptcies for suppliers or customers, transportation disruptions like the ones that we're seeing in the Suez Canal or the Red Sea, which disrupt the flow of materials, which impact production and delivery schedules. And one area that affects both CEOs and operations leaders is market or demand volatility. And these are changes or sudden changes in customer demand due to market trends, economic conditions, or external events, which can lead to inventory imbalances and production inefficiencies for the operations side, but also market share and revenue implications for the company, which CEOs are very concerned with. Another shared leadership trait between CEOs and operations leaders is that they both possess excellent intra-organizational, which means within the organization, and inter-organizational communication. So that's outside and across multiple organizations. So successful CEOs they are able to communicate effectively with a diverse set of people, again, both inside and outside their organizations. And this could be in the form of employees, customers, suppliers, even outside analysts. Those with operations and supply chain backgrounds have typically worked with a range of different cultures and countries, so they bring this knowledge to bear in their operational leadership role. They need to expand this communication to a broader audience if they want to land a position in executive management of their organization. So let's go through some of the inter-organizational communication skills that operations leaders possess. So one that they definitely possess is around coordination and collaboration. So operations leaders, they work with various departments such as production, procurement, logistics, and sales, and they need to coordinate across those functions and also effectively communicate in order to ensure smooth coordination and collaboration between these departments, but across their supply chain as well, because we know that supply chains are inter-organizational, combining multiple different organizations. They also need to have very good communication skills with their suppliers and vendors, and they need to often manage relationships with these vendors and suppliers, and so clear communication helps in conveying expectations, negotiating terms, and addressing any issues that may arise within their supplier network. Another communication aspect is around key performance metrics. So operations leaders do a very good job in communicating performance metrics to their teams and other departments and even across the supply chain. And this helps in tracking progress and identifying areas for improvement and aligning the various members within the function, within the organization, and across organizations with the, let's say, operational and broader strategic supply chain goals. And this is also related to continuous improvement, where the need for clear communication encourages the team to explore new technologies, adopt best practices, and contribute to the overall efficiency of the operation and the supply chain. When we look at, you know, CEOs, this is a broader base because they tend to communicate with external stakeholders quite a bit, such as investors, analysts, but also with customers and third-party partners. So a clear and consistent message helps build trust and confidence and also influences how the organization is perceived in the market. So we know that effective inter-organizational and inter-organizational communication skills are both essential for CEOs and operations leaders to align strategies, foster collaboration, manage change, and ensure the overall success and the resilience of the organization. So in summary, one can see that there are many reasons why operations leaders make great CEOs. From their strong analytical thinking and deep understanding of profitability and cost structures, to their abilities to manage risk and communicate effectively within and across organizations, this is perhaps some of the reasons why we've seen a trend in these type of leaders taking senior leadership roles within global companies. Those who move from operations and supply chain management into an executive role are well qualified for the jobs, which makes them ideal candidates for leadership positions such as the CEO role. So those of you that are listening that have ambitions for the top leadership role within your company, take heed. There is hope, because these operational skills are very much valued in today's business environment. That's it for this episode of the Operations Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, Gautam Basu. If you like what you're listening to with this podcast series, then please hit subscribe. And until next time.